Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Wendy. How can I help you today?
Hi, Wendy. I have called and canceled, and I would like to cancel the membership just in case I didn't call. Okay.
Okay. I'd be happy to pull that up for you. Could I start by getting your zip code and name, please?
My name is Irma Colon. Zip code is 32068.
Okay. Thank you. Could you spell that last name for me, please, ma'am?
C-O-L-O-N.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm not seeing an account in the system under that zip code or your last name. Did you receive, like, a charge from us?
No, I received an imported direct gadget. It's a smartwatch.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what was your first name again, please, ma'am?
I-R-M-A.
I-R-M-A. Thank you. Okay. No, ma'am. I don't have an account in our system under your name. It may be possible that you have the wrong number. Is this the same number that you dialed when you called in to cancel it before?
Well, this number is 855-432-5309.
Well, I work for a call center, so we have over 100 different numbers that come in. So I'm
Yeah, well, this is imported direct gadget, and I got the smartwatch today. So if I receive the smartwatch, I wanted to cancel any membership that, you know, because I don't want them to keep on charging me. Okay.
Okay.
So you don't have me under Irma Cologne?
No, ma'am, I don't see an account here for you. I've tried your zip code and your first and last name. Could I try your email address?
It's my first name, I-R-M-A, last name, C-O-L-O-N, 76 at gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. Okay, no, ma'am, nothing under that email address either. Do you have a different number that you could call, maybe from an order confirmation email or from where you paid the shipping to receive that item? Maybe like on your statement with that shipping charge?
No, I just received this, and this is what I got. Let me see the order item. Hold on one second.
Okay, yeah, if you had an order number.
The order number is 678-504-304.
Okay. Yeah, no, ma'am, that's not pulling up anything either. Our order numbers here would normally be like a 6-digit number. Not a 9-digit, so I'm afraid you may have the wrong number.
Well, that's the number that came in with this order sheet, you know.
Maybe they've got an old number on there. Sometimes these 800 numbers will circulate or regenerate. So I'm not sure. The only other option I have is to search with the first 6 and last 4 digits of the card that you use to pay for the shipping. But other than that, I would advise to maybe look on your statement where you paid that shipping charge and see if there is a different phone number.
I think it's $7 and change.
Right.
And the last 4, it would be 3156.
All right, 3156. Let's try that. And you said that you just received the watch. So this was, you paid that $7 and something, what, maybe a week ago?
Yeah, 127 is the date that I paid,
okay.
I think.
Yeah, no, ma'am. I would definitely go back and look at your online statement for that card. Look for that charge where you paid the shipping and then see if there's a different phone number because it's giving you a wrong number. I'm not pulling up anything in our system for you.
Oh, okay. No
problem.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day.